Myriad Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. And speaking of stories, True Stories from the Edge is a storytelling program started by Julie Nestor and Terry Cooper in Ely, Minnesota. The event that happens monthly in the winter and is an inaugural year last year proved to be a huge success. The new season kicks off tonight in Ely, and Julie Nestor is on the line to tell us about it. Morning, Julie.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good.
What's the, how cold did it get up there in Ely?
I think it's -3 this morning, but we're headed for even lower.
Yeah. I think that's about what it was in Grand Rapids, too, is -3, at least when I got up.
Yeah. So, Julie, what exactly is it, and how did the idea come to you about these true stories from the edge?
Yeah, well, this is a free event, and anyone can come and tell a story. You're welcome to drop your name in the hat. And if we pull out your name, you can come up to the mic and tell us a 7-minute story. And these are not folk tales or legends or fictional short stories you've written. These are true stories that actually happened to the storyteller. And I think that's what makes them so compelling.
All right. Why do you think this is such a big draw in Ely? I've heard it's very successful.
Oh, yeah, it's been great. We held 4 storytelling evenings last winter, and we had about 40 to 45 people come each time. And then my friend Terry and I thought about, well, that was great. And then people kept coming up to us over the summer, are you going to do it again? When does the story start again? And we really hadn't planned on continuing it, but since people seemed to enjoy it so much, we decided to give it another round.
So
and
why
I
do
think it's...
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think it's successful because people really like to connect. There's a need for connection, and we're all kind of connected on social media or the internet and texting and so forth, but to get together face-to-face and hear a story that happened to someone that was important to them, it's just a great vibe in the room, and it's a great way to connect to your friends and neighbors and people you don't know.
So you're a lover of the craft of storytelling. What do you love about it so much?
I'm a lover of it from an audience standpoint. I get a lot out of listening to people. I can't say that I'm personally a great storyteller. I'm just actually learning to get up the nerve to stand up in front of people and tell a story about myself. What I love about it is that I really learn something about the person who's talking. And then in our small community, we run into each other. So if I see somebody in the grocery store, it's kind of fun to say, that was such a great story about your dog and your interaction that you had with your dog. And now I know something about you and your dog, and we have something to talk about and to become even better friends.
So does everybody that's coming to tell a story have know in advance that they have to have a pretty well-crafted story to tell?
Well, we have a theme every evening, and tonight's theme is I Didn't See That Coming. So I think people are probably trying to think about something that might fit into that theme. And it's fine. We try to pick themes that are broad enough to inspire people, and you can somehow fit your story in. And I think some people do come prepared, but other people, and this is great, just come to listen. And I've also seen people come to listen, and in the middle of the event that evening, they'll get up and put their name in the hat. So something sparked their mind while they were listening, like, yeah, I could do that. I got one now.
So what makes a good story?
Oh, wow. Well, we ask people to keep their stories to 7 minutes, and that can be a challenge. That is something that you have to practice, I think. We have a little shaker that gives people a heads up. They can hear this little sound in the background that they've got a minute left to wrap it up. So a good story has a beginning, a middle, and an end. It's important to be able to wrap it up. We ask that the stories be true, and a good story is important to you. I think that really draws the audience in.
So you mentioned that some people maybe come and they don't even have a story in mind, and then something sparks them. How do you think this storytelling event affects people like that?
I think it gives them a feeling of support. Like, this is a great supportive audience, and we want to hear from you, and it gives people a chance to try something new that they didn't think they could do before, maybe. Builds confidence and makes them feel, you know, accepted and a part of the community.
So your last one was theme was this. This is the first one. So tell us, can you share with us maybe a couple of stories that maybe were inspiring or that you remember so well?
Sure. I know I can't do these stories justice with a little few words. The storytellers really, you know, it's their words and their experience that makes it so powerful. But last year, one of our evening themes was lessons learned. And, you know, some of them are funny because they're from childhood, and you learn things the hard way when you're a kid. And this one guy told about how he had this unruly pony in the barnyard, and he thought that if he just tied that halter around his wrist really tightly, that was going to control the situation. And so he got dragged around, and the way he told it was pretty funny. But we also have some serious lessons learned, experiences about people in the military or working overseas, like a minister trying to help a community in Mexico dig some latrines, and how he was accepted, or, you know, how that went over, and a retired nurse who was working in Guatemala and experienced some things that she didn't expect. We had a theme called eye-openers, experiences where you encounter something that maybe changes your mind. And one woman told about having a medical disability and raising children in that condition, and she worried about them, but she thought they grew up to be more understanding of that kind of physical challenge and compassionate towards other people. So that was a very moving story.
So you've got the first one tonight with I Didn't See That Coming. And then what are the other themes, and how do you come up with those?
That's really the fun part. Terry and I and a couple other people will sit down and brainstorm. It takes us a couple weeks, really, tossing ideas around to get some themes that are broad and inspiring but also fun. And we came up with tonight, I Didn't See That Coming. February 21st is called Repairs of All Kinds. So things get broken, things get fixed. Could be relationships or your screen door. Go ahead.
No, and then I Didn't See It Coming. Are you going to be telling a story tonight?
I am. I'm challenging myself. Get up in the group and tell a story.
Can you just give us a teaser what it might be, or you don't have to?
I hate to give it away.
No, we won't do that.
part of the fun is to, you know, the surprise factor.
So what is the age brackets? Is everybody invited? Are there young kids?
It isn't advertised so much as a kids event. So we haven't had children coming. We do ask the storytellers respect their audience and watch their language and be respectful to all people, all types of people. But we have had students from the Vermilion Community College come, and that was really interesting to hear stories from them. And we've had people from Ely, which I think means you go back generations. And we have newcomers, and we've had older folks and younger folks. So it's been a great mix of an audience.
Okay, the first event is tonight of the True Stories from the Edge at the Ely Senior Center. What time, and can people just show up, and how does it work?
Sure, it's from 6 to 8 at the Senior Center. You can just show up. We have homemade cookies and some pretty bad coffee, but the cookies are great, and no RSVP or ticket or anything is needed.
All right. Well, that's Julie Nestor. If you have a short story to share that works well with the phrase, I didn't see that coming, or if you just want to get out and listen to some good storytelling, you can go to the Ely Senior Center tonight starting at 6. Thanks, Julie.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye-bye. Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the people of Minnesota.